Blog Talk Radio.
This life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives, and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing Program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Candid Convo family, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy KS, the legend, and I got the homie, the beautiful, very talented, Tavy. So wavy with me in the building tonight as well.
Hey.
Tavy, how you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm very hyped up right now. So I'm ready to get into it, man.
Now, of course, last week we had the homie Godframe on the show who shared his testimony and some of his music. We kicked off tonight's show with Rosalind Smith Counseling. Commercial, because not only is she one of our sponsors of the show, but she is, you know, kind of the reason why men participate in Men's Health Month. And we all know that men, we, you know, we have our own issues, right? Just like women do. And all of us, we relate in some kind of form or fashion from our childhood, hurt, pain, heartache, heartbreak, toothaches, whatever it is. We relate somehow, some way, and because it is Men's Mental Health Month, the month of June is the month of, you know, Men's Mental Health Month, I figured that that was the perfect opportunity to play it and remind you guys that if you need someone to talk to professionally, if you need someone to talk to who's not going to be, you know, biased, you want somebody who's going to be unbiased by your situation, or if you just need a simple solution on how to communicate with your parents, your children, your significant other, whoever it may be, seek counseling. And that's where Rosalind Smith Counseling comes in. You guys heard the testimonies, and I figured that would be a perfect time to play it because we all need help in different aspects of life. So do me a favor, click the link in the description to check out her service, check out what she has, and hopefully she can help you in the long run. Tavy, I know you saw the flyer. I saw the flyer because I designed that bad boy. Corey Driscoll is here, and he is a man of God that I recently met. Actually, I think when you were here in Cincinnati, I think me and you met him at the same time at the open mic for the award show coming up in September. So he is Jay Jizzle's brother, and he did a couple songs that night. He has a couple songs in queue on tonight. As well. So we're definitely honored to have him on the show tonight. I'm honored to have him, you know, on the show as well. Corey Driscoll is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Are you there, bro?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Praise the Lord.
What's
hey,
up? What's
good,
there, homie? What's up, though?
What's going on?
Yes.
Hey, man, round of applause for joining us on tonight on Candid Convos, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you.
Amen, bro. So how are you feeling on this Tuesday night?
Man, you know, just like every day, every night that I wake up, or every day that I wake up, man, it's just another beautiful blessing. You know, I think the biggest blessing in life in general is life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just can't go wrong with that, because once you wake up in the morning, I think you already kind of pretty much won the battle. You won the first battle, and that's the biggest battle, is waking up, you know what I'm saying? So anything after that, you know what I'm saying, you could just go farther from there.
Absolutely, bro. Definitely waking up the next day is a miracle in itself. It is a battle because we don't know what the angels had to fight off of us while we were sleeping peacefully.
Right.
You feel me? So all glory be to God for waking us up today, because somebody did not wake up. Somebody did not wake up. And we thank God for life in itself. If your feet touch the floor in the morning, you ought to thank God. If your car start up in the morning without no complications, you ought to thank God. If you got a job, when a lot of people are unemployed, you ought to thank God. If you got kids that love you when nobody else will love you, you should really thank God. If you got breath in your lungs, you should thank God. Okay. I can go on and on and on, but we definitely thank God for today.
Yes.
So we definitely thank God for who he is tonight, man. Welcome to the show, Corey. We set this up at your brother's release party. So you told me you had messaged me, and you was like, oh, when can I be on the show? And I overlooked it. So I looked in the calendar right then and right there when you had my attention, and we set this up. And little fun fact, we've been doing Candid Convo since 2020, since September, October 2020. We have never done back-to-back Tuesdays until this month. We have never done that. So this is definitely legendary for us, bro. Corey, before we jump into your testimony, why won't you tell us, you know, what made you want to be a guest on Candid Convo today?
Okay. Well, pretty much what made me want to be a guest was, you know, everybody got something to say for the most part, you know. And with me having what, you know, to me, the biggest testimony of my life, you know, I feel like this would be a good platform to share and deliver a message, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's a blessing just to be able to, excuse me, I think it's the biggest blessing just to be able to, you know, kind of branch out and kind of get the story out there, you know what I'm saying? Because not everybody knows what you've been through, what you're going through, and this is a good start-off platform for myself and for many others, I'm sure, to kind of express, you know, their feelings and the things that, you know, they've been through and their testimony. So, you know, it's just a, you know, a blessing just to, you know, for you to create this and come up with this talk show and, you know, be able to reach out to others and, you know, have them be able to, you know, share their music or their testimony or whatever they got, you know. So,
absolutely.
That's why it's a blessing to me, because you don't really get to find too many, you know, outages to be able to kind of express yourself or, you know, kind of tell, you know, your testimony on. So this is that's why I want to do it, because I never experienced anything like this either. So.
Wow. Well, we are definitely honored to have you here tonight. Tavy, you met Corey already, but have you heard his story? Did you get a chance to read the caption when I posted the flyer on social media?
Yeah, I seen that. I definitely seen that. I didn't know the whole full story because I never, you know, heard about it before, but I would love to hear more about your story.
So tonight we kicked the show off with A Easy Cover Up, and a lot of us, we have stories that we don't want to tell. But Corey Driscoll is here tonight to tell us what happened on Mother's Day last year in Dayton, Ohio. Corey, can you tell us a little bit? Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what happened, how you went viral overnight, situation that happened last year on Mother's Day?
Okay, yeah, sure, that's not a problem. I'm going to be as brief as I can, you know. So it happened 2020, a Mother's Day, which was 2 years ago, or yeah, about 2 years ago now. So pretty much what happened was I was fasting for about, I just turned my life over to God. I was staying with some brothers from church because I was homeless at one point, and I didn't have anything. I didn't have a job. I didn't have food, water, shelter. I didn't have anything. I was actually at the homeless shelter in off of Gettysburg in Dayton, Ohio, for about 2 weeks. And I was going to stay there because they helped out with, like your own place and all that and food and everything. But it was a long waiting list. So my brothers from church, I was going to Apostolic Lighthouse, which is Pentecostal, off of Harshman Road. And they took me in. And, you know, I got baptized in Jesus' name. And then, like, probably about a month later, I ended up catching the Holy Ghost. And I was staying with him, but he couldn't have too many people in his house. So he ended up telling me to go to a homeless shelter in Troy, Ohio. I think it's called a House of Bread, maybe. I think that's what it was named. I can't remember. But anyways, I was in Troy, Ohio. And then I was on a fast. I was probably fasting for about 5 days straight. Only thing I was drinking was water, and I was reading my Bible every single day, all day long. I mean, I can't count how many times I literally read my Bible from Genesis all the way into the New Testament, from sun up to sundown. And I mean, I was just eating the word, man. Like, I was just really, really eating the word. And God blessed me. Like, I noticed his presence on me. I noticed his presence around me. I done seen things that, I can't even explain the way God had blessed me. And I end up having gotten this job at, they call it, I forgot, it's an electricity company. And they make these solenoids for, like, different cars and refrigerators and lawnmowers and stuff like that. And I was doing really, really good at the job. And my friend, his name is John, he was pretty experienced at spiritual warfare because he was always telling me, like, when you're doing this, do it for a reason. Pray for a reason. Like, you got to pray a lot while you fast and stuff, to bring to help bring the angels to you closer, for your blessings and all that. And I was praying for, my son, to come back into my life. And I was praying for, just spiritual blessings, and I noticed that I was experiencing a high, really, really high spiritual encounter with, like, spiritual gifts too, like, and then, like, out of nowhere, my credit score shot up to like 700, and I only had $1,200 down, and I bought me to me it was a new car, and because I had like a little 89 Acura Integra that barely worked, and it was, rusted out and everything. So God blessed me with a car and everything. So anyways, from that point, I ended up leaving Brother John's house, and I stayed with my brother. And it seemed like everywhere I was going, I was just getting attacked. Like, people was just, it's not the flesh, it's the spirits inside the flesh that was attacking me. Me and my brother, we couldn't see eye to eye. And then even at one point, me and John, we kind of had our differences and stuff. And I honestly didn't do anything. I paid my rent and everything. So from going from Brother John's house to my brother's house, my brother ended up kicking me out, telling me, you need to go somewhere, man. You need to just go to a park or something, because I just can't have you around. But, he lives in the world, so he didn't understand anything I was doing. Like, it was so bad at my brother's, he even got mad by me reading the Bible and stuff. And he was just telling me a bunch of nonsense and stuff, but I ain't going to go into that. So he ended up kicking me out of his house. So I ended up going to Possum Creek Park. And I was sitting there, and I was reading my Bible, fasting, praying. And at the time, the way I was feeling, words can't even describe. I knew I was being attacked, and it wasn't a doubt about it. I knew it was a spiritual attack for the most part. And I was sitting in my car, drinking a gallon of water that I had, and a lady comes up to the car, and she's like, "Sir, are you okay?" Because she heard me speaking in tongues. I didn't reply to her or say anything to her because I was literally, I think my body and my mind was just kind of like depleted of, of like all the nutrition and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just doing a straight water fast. And usually I drink like some bone broth or something like that to, complete it. But I didn't say nothing to her. And then she screams real loud, her and her boyfriend, I guess. And she said, "Oh, my God, he's drinking gasoline," because she heard me, speaking in tongues. And then she heard me, praying and she saw me read my Bible and stuff. So literally about 5 minutes after that, the sheriff come, because I guess they got a report of somebody drinking gasoline, which that's not true. She came out with her gun drawn. And she, told me to get out the car. So I got out the car, and then she told me to get on the ground. And sorry, guys, I'm just kind of, it's a lot, you know what I mean? But so I got out the car. She told me to get on the ground. I refused to get on the ground because I didn't do anything. I didn't do absolutely nothing. I didn't harm nobody. I didn't threaten nobody. I didn't have drugs. I didn't have alcohol. The only thing I had was a gallon of water and two Bibles, two King James Version Bibles. And when she told me to get on the ground, I just refused. And then she said, "Get on the effing ground or I'll shoot you." And then I just told her, I said, "Shoot me." Because I knew at that point I seen something in her to where it wasn't of good. I knew I was being attacked, you know. I mean, coming out the church, you know, not to say I'm better than anybody, but just getting saved and coming out the church and reading 151 chapters or 150 chapters of Psalms straight out the Bible and getting filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil don't like that. You know what I'm saying? He don't like that. So, you know, I was getting attacked real heavy, and I knew it. So some of my last words I said before I got shot, I said, "Lord, since you died for me, I'd be willing to die for you." And then I plead the blood of Jesus. I said it, the blood of Jesus, three times. And then, honestly, I thought my life was going to be over because I didn't have nowhere to go. I didn't have nobody I could talk to. I didn't have nobody I could run to. I didn't have no, they didn't even offer me no medical help or anything. I felt like I was literally standing in the world all by myself. There was nobody that I could run to, talk to, nobody that would help me, you know, and I was homeless, you know. I'm back homeless again, but, you know, this time I had more backup. I had God right beside me and behind me, you know. I felt his presence and also felt the presence of other spirits and the spirits that was in people that was trying to attack me while I was on my fast. I can go more in depth with the spiritual warfare, and I can say some things that probably freak some people out, but I'm not going to go there. But, you know, she shot me, because I just took a couple steps towards her. She shot me, and they put me in the hospital at Miami Valley. And then the bullet went through my stomach and knocked out my kidney and some organs. And from there, they end up putting me into a mental facility. And one disturbing thing that how I know for sure I was getting attacked is because after I came out of recovery, I had friends and family calling me trying to see if I was okay. But there was this one disturbing phone call that came through, and I knew it was the enemy. I knew straight hands down it was the enemy. The phone ring, and the nurse that was in charge that night, she said, "Mr. Driscoll, you got a phone call, but I'm just going to fair warn you, whoever's on the other end of this line, they don't sound normal." I didn't know what she meant by that. So I picked up the phone call, and I said, hello. And I'm going to try to do the voice. It might sound weird, but they were like, Corey. Like, it was very demonic sounding. And it was the way they were talking and stuff. And it is like, you know who I am. Like, very demonic. Like, it's like some Halloween stuff. Like, it'll definitely freak some people out if they were to got this phone call that I got. No lie, hands down. I'm not making this up. This is all real. And their voice sound very, very delusional. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was some evil kind of voice that you could tell it wasn't human for sure. Whoever it was not normal on the other end of that line. So from there, I just hung up. And I ain't going to lie, when I hung up, I got the worst chills ever. But at the end of the day, I wasn't even scared because I just went through a whole battle. And with God on my side, I ended up coming out on top. And still to this day, like, you know, God is on my side. I should not fear what man could do into me. You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. You know, he's on my side, and I have nothing to worry about as long as I put all my trust and faith in God, you know. And the bullet wouldn't come out of my back. They tried to go through my stomach to get the bullet out. Praise God, a couple weeks later, my body started rejecting the bullet. And it pushed it out my back. And then I had to go through outpatient surgery or whatever. And the lady who took the bullet out, or who actually saved my life, you know, well, I say God guided her hands to save my life, but she ended up doing, you know, outpatient surgery and took that bullet out of my back. I think it was a 45. I'm pretty sure it was a 45. She looked at the bullet and she said, you are lucky to be here. And, you know, it was just sad because I had a personal talk with her and I ended up buying her some flowers and telling her thank you, you know. And she told me, she said, I don't understand why a lot of black men get shot. I get a lot of more black men than I do any kind of white person. You know, no offense to anybody, whoever's listening, but that's what the surgeon told me, you know. And this battle that we're facing, you know, it's not just with racism, and it's not racism at all, you know. Ephesians 6:12 already tells what we're facing out here, you know. And I'm just blessed to be here. So every night before I go to bed, you know, I pray to God while I'm driving too, but for sure, at night after my day, you know, kind of pass over, I thank the Lord for, you know, blessing me, waking me up this morning for food, for, you know, my family that's around. And I just thank him and give him, you know, give all the glory to him because, you know, like you said, Brother Elizio, you know, if you woke up, you know, if you got kids, you know, thank the Lord, you know, so. It's just, you know, crazy out here what we living in. You know, we in the end time. So, you know, the Bible already explains what we're, you know, coming up against and stuff. So, for the most part, that's pretty much it. For the most part, there ain't nothing sugar coated about it. And no, I was not drinking gasoline. That is impossible. It's not impossible. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't at the right state of my mind, truth be told, I really wasn't. At the same time, I felt like I really didn't deserve to get shot, you know. They claimed that she was the only one there. I seen it with my own eyes. They had me blocked in. She had backup. I mean, there was probably about 7-8 cars. And then, it was probably about 7-8 shares at Possum Creek. They had me all blocked in. They had their doors open, and they had their guns drawn at me. I got video footage from my lawyer, and he said he couldn't take my case or whatever because of me. He called it charging. I didn't charge at her. I just simply walked towards her, and she shot me. So right now I'm in the process of opening my case back up with some lawyers in Cincinnati, and hopefully we can get a better result of, you know,
of the video of, you know, what they think that I should do about it or whatever, if I got a case or not. They told me I had a year to find a lawyer. That's what they said. But, you know, I just don't think it's fair how it all went down. And the crazy part about it, they didn't charge me with nothing. After I got out the hospital and I went to my mom's house, it was a detective in Dayton. He was like the chief detective. And he came to my mom's house like as soon as I got out. And my mom said, well, what's going on? Are you charging with anything? What is it getting? You got probation? Like, what are you guys going to do? He said, no, we're not charging with anything. And you know how I know for sure it was a spiritual attack, because that detective had a big old devil face on his forearm. I mean, it was his right hand where he shoots with. And I saw this big old devil on his right arm. And I'm like, man, that's just confirmation number 27 that it was a tattoo of the devil. Yeah, full blown out. Like, I seen it from when I was sitting on the couch. Yeah.
Wow. So, what's going to happen to the officer that shot you? Like, is she running or what's going on? Or have you heard anything about that?
Officer Smiley, they took her off duty when all that stuff happened. They took her off duty for, I don't know, probably about 3 or 4 months. I imagine right about now she's probably back on duty. And when we get the case back open again, I could be able to probably pursue for her to either resign or whatever. I was talking to my friend who knows a couple lawyers. He was telling me I have a bunch of options as far as that situation. And then he said, even I have options as far as the person who called the police on me, you know, as far as, you know, possibly, you know, getting them, you know, well, might as well say it, getting them in trouble for making that false statement on me, talking about I was drinking gasoline. And, you know, the sad part about this is that it was literally when I got shot, 2 weeks later, George Floyd got shot.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember you, I remember you telling me that.
He didn't get shot, but, you know, they killed George Floyd. Huh?
I said, I remember you telling me that at Jay Jizzle's release concert.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, so it's just a lot going on right now, but, you know, I'm blessed for what I do have. You know what I'm saying? I got a roof over my head now. I got 2 cars, you know, a little Honda Civic and a Honda Civic 6B SI. You know, that's my little sports car. So I'm blessed to have my son getting ready to get back in my life, you know, going through the whole court stuff with that. So God's opening new doors for me, you know, and I can see it all kind of revealing, you know. So it's revealing itself. And, you know, I even see angelic numbers. My birthday is June 28th, which is coming up here soon. I'll be 32. And I've been seeing everywhere I go, I see the number 28. Like, I could just look to my left, my right, up, down. I see something about 28. Or it happened something. It'd be a different way. Somebody would just start talking, and then they start saying 28. And from the time I got baptized, that's when I started seeing them angelic numbers. Now, you know, I know the number don't do anything, but I look at it maybe as a representation of maybe God's angels is just letting me know, or revealing themselves to me, letting me know that they're near me and around me. So I always feel protected. So that's another spiritual thing.
Absolutely, bro. Now, Corey, of course, gun violence, we really, you know, we don't like to take any part of it, but injustice is injustice, and the police officer was wrong, and something has to be done so that, you know, so that our kids, you mentioned that you have a young son, I have a young son, Tavy, one day you're going to have some kids, And we don't want them to deal with what we're dealing with now. I was just recently watching the newest episode of Boruto. If you guys are Naruto fans, shout out to all the Naruto fans. But Boruto is this Japanese anime, and both of these like clans were at each other's throat about who's going to get control over the seas, the pirates or the president of the nation or whatever. And one of the guys said, like, I don't want to get revenge because I don't want my son or our children having to fight the same battles that we fight. So put that in today's perspective. I don't want my son Tristan having to do with, the injustice in the judicial system that we have to face now. So something has to be said, something has to be done so that we can have positive solutions so that these senseless killings and these senseless shootings can stop, whether from a consumer to another consumer, or from a police officer to another consumer or a citizen or whoever. It just, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. Somebody might like it, somebody might not like it. But I think that it should stop. And we're still trying to figure out ways to do that now here in Cincinnati. And hopefully you guys who are listening in different cities and different states, you are tuned in to, the judicial system in your city and your state to figure out how they can, reverse the curse or, put a stop to it altogether.
Yeah.
Because the senseless shootings, they got to stop. It's too many people getting killed. It's too many kids growing up without fathers or mothers. And it's heartbreaking, to be honest with you. It's heartbreaking
right.
to, like, always hear it on the news, always see it on the news. And then come to find out one of your friends or one of your classmates then got shot up or whatever. It's heartbreaking. It is. And
right.
me personally, I think we need to find a solution to it because we don't want our kids growing up with these same issues, with these same shootings. We just celebrated Father's Day 2 days ago. So happy belated Father's Day to you, Corey. But you're
not
a man of God, but you're also an artist. And we have two of your songs in queue. So you mentioned that you were alone and, that you was homeless and your brother had kicked you out of his house and everything. So you got this song called Fighting When I'm Down. And even though that the picture on the outside looking in looked like you were hopeless, but you have this song called Fighting When I'm Down. I want to know what was the inspiration behind these lyrics before we play the track.
Yes, sir. Fighting When I'm Down is pretty much constructed. All my songs are constructed off of the Bible, which, a lot of artists, I'm pretty sure we get our ideas and stuff from the Bible off of God's word. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it goes based off of my experiences. Like every time I'm down, somehow, some way, the Lord always picks me back up. When I feel hopeless, the Lord always picks me back up. When I feel lonely, the Lord always picks me back up. When I'm hungry, the Lord picks me back up. When, I need water, or whenever, a job opportunity comes through and one fails, another one always pops back up. So the Lord just always keep me up. And it's always, he's fighting when I'm down. Whenever I fall down, he always there to bring me back up. So that's pretty much what it is. And then in the song, you also hear the scripture. Sorry, I can't come up with it off rip. Know that I'm God, be still and know that I'm God. That was one of my mother's favorite scriptures. And I kind of threw that in there a little bit because, I know she'll like that or whatever. And so I just threw that in there. But, it's kind of self-explanatory, just whenever I'm down, the Lord's always there to pick me back up. So that's pretty much about it.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and get into this Corey Driscoll track called Fighting When I'm Down right here on Candy Convo. Man, y'all keep it alive. We got more with Corey up next, and then we're going to get out of here at 10 o'clock. So definitely stick around with us. Keep on tapping in with us. If you haven't dialed in yet, the number is 914-205-5471. We got more announcements and more with Corey up next. Here is Fighting When I'm Down. Check it out.
I us. Be patient, know that he is God. Yeah, yeah, he's always fighting when I'm down. Yeah, 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 he's fighting when I'm down. Yeah, fighting when I'm down. Yeah, fighting when I'm down. Yeah, fighting when I'm down. I know that times are rough, it gets tough. Sometimes I'm just giving up, no matter of the circumstance. Put trust in the Lord because he cares. Devil, my mind, plain truth are there. Mad cause I got the Holy Ghost flare. I got the power and dominion. Stepping on these scorpions. Gotta fight through the storm cause I know that I'm a champion. Feeling weak to my knees. Yeah, I know that I can't give in. Living this world and this life of sin. Lord, I don't know when it ends. Yeah, I don't even know when it ends. Yeah, I know that you are blessing me. Lord, you know the best for me. I'm seeking my destiny. Lord, come set me free, yeah. I know you're blessing me. Lord, you know the best for me. I'm seeking my destiny. Lord, come set me free, yeah. Yeah. No matter how hard you fall down, no matter how hard it hits, it hurts, get back up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta keep your faith. You gotta stay strong. And keep praying to God. He hears everything. Give him a chance. He'll answer. Might not be when you want it. Might not be when you need it, but he's always on time.
No love, yeah, yeah. Sent from heaven up above, yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter the situation. He is my rock and foundation. We live it through revelation. Be still, just be patient. Know that he is God, yeah, yeah. He's always fighting when I'm down, yeah. 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 He's fighting when I'm down, yeah. Fighting when I'm down, yeah. Fighting when I'm down, yeah. Fighting when I'm down, yeah.
Hey, y'all, we are back. That was Corey Driscoll, our guest tonight on Candid Convos, with his track called Fighting When I'm Down. And hopefully you guys who are listening all across the board were encouraged, from young to old, to male to female, from, you know, light skin to dark skin, whatever complexion you are. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, because I know all of us, we go through some things in life when we do feel down, when we do feel like our back is against the wall, when we do feel lonely. So I'm glad that Corey made that track. I feel really encouraged, and I really appreciate you for sharing that on the show tonight, bro.
Oh, no problem, brother.
I have to put that in weekly rotation here on Candid Convos. Yeah, thank you for waiting, yeah. What do you think about the track?
I love it. I love it. And it's different, too, and it got a, like, this nice vibe to it as well. So, yeah, I probably need to get that on there on my Spotify as soon as I can, because, you know, it's building. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Tavi, did you have any questions that you want to ask Corey while we have him here for, you know, the next 15 to 20 minutes?
So what is it that you're doing now that you, other than, you know, what you're trying to get started with the, you know, the case and everything, is there anything else that you have going on, for like a ministry or so?
As of right now, I am kind of just trying to work on myself for the most part. But I do, I go to Target Dayton, Ohio, Target Dayton Ministries, and I do volunteer there. And we feed the community downtown Dayton. And they've been having lunch programs like every day for like a long time, and it's just been a blessing just to kind of give back to the community, you know. And I also am working on trying to you know, build up my biblical intellection, or whatever you want to call that, biblical knowledge,
right,
so I could spread more of the gospel around, because at the end of the day, that's all I'm trying to do. And, you know, I'm trying to bring people up, you know, with the music, You know, I'm a fair believer. I'm a fair believer that people are anointed to do things, you know, and to be part of God's mission. So I feel like I'm also one of them, especially with, you know, especially everything that happened to me, because, you know, I could, you know, I didn't have to be here. You know, I really didn't have to be here. That bullet could have hit me anywhere. And even in the spot where it hit me, they told me, the doctor told me that usually people end up being paralyzed. People usually end up, you know, with feeding tube and also the, the urinator thing or whatever, when they have the colostomy bag or whatever. So I'm blessed enough that I didn't, you know, I don't have no complications. I don't have no sores, no, you know, I can still run, jump, skip, hop. So, the only thing that's missing is a kidney and some organs, but I feel complete. And I think with the Lord's help, I feel all the way complete, you know, and there's nothing that's stopping me. There's nothing that's hindering me from doing better. So, yeah, I'm going to take whatever life I got and try to pursue whatever God, you know, the mission that God needs me to be on and what he wants me to do, you know, as his servant. So.
That's right.
Amen, bro. Amen. Wow. Round of applause for that, man. That was very well said. Very well said, bro. Because after getting shot, you might lose hope. You might not never want to leave the house ever again. But not you, Corey. You want to get out and do God's business and see people get saved. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Honestly. Before you go, I just want to let y'all know, I take a bullet for anybody that's listening or anybody I know that's in trouble, because, there's a scripture that says the one who's willing to lose his life is the one who's going to gain it, and the one who wants to save his life is going to lose it. So I just thought I'd throw that in there real quick. But, I got that big heart like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to see nobody struggle, fall down, and... if anything I could do to help, I'm going to help, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have this other track that we're going to play tonight before we get out of here called King Jesus 2. And for a second, when I saw the title, I thought you like remixed KB's joint. But you got this joint called King Jesus 2. What was the inspiration behind it?
Honestly, I got my friend, I got to give a shout out to my boy Elijah, and he was actually there at Jay Jizzle's concert. That was the guy, the little short black guy. I'm sorry to kind of label him like that, but that's the only way. He had the hat on, I don't know if you remember, and he kind of forgot his verse on that last song that we were singing.
I remember.
At Jay,
I don't remember the song, but I remember him.
Yeah. So believe it or not, he's a big he helps me out a lot with my music and stuff, because I think he wants to join more of the Christian side, but, you know, he's still got some things in his life he got to work out and stuff, but he gives me ideas on what I should do, because me and him, we honestly been doing music since I was like 18, but I just started making Christian music, you know, 2 years ago on 2020 when I got baptized. So, anyways, he helped me out with the King Jesus song, and this song is pretty much, we wrote this song literally in 20-30 minutes, and it's basically a bunch of hooks put together to make a song. You know, sometimes I don't like to go into a big, you know, deep detail as far as making a verse and all that. Sometimes I just want to praise God, King Jesus, hallelujah, you know, simple stuff like that. You know, I don't want to go real deep into it. You know, I just want to just give God glory and give him praise, you know, and you'll hear King Jesus in a lot of my songs, or Jesus in a lot of my songs, you know, because that's who I make my music for, and that's who inspired me, is Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's who I want to get his name out, is Jesus, you know, to the world, for the people who don't know or not for certain or whatever. So, That's what I'm just a man that just screams Jesus in all my songs. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's what we all should do. Praise him in our hearts and the things that we do, the things that we say. Praise him before we eat. Praise him after we eat. Praising while we
Amen.
Reading. Praising while we sleep. So we need to continue to praise Jesus, and I appreciate you being a worshiper across all your beats. And we're about to experience Corey Driscoll again, you guys. Here's King Jesus 2 on Candid Combos. Man, y'all keep it alive. We got more coming up next, and then we're going to get out of here at the top of the hour, which is at 10 o'clock. And I appreciate all you guys that have called in, that have supported and listened live through the internet link. You guys, here's Corey Driscoll with King Jesus 2. Check it out.
He's got me shining all day like a lighthouse. The Lord is coming for you, the time is right now. It's time to repent for sins, change your life around. He's right there by your side when you break down. He's got me shining all day like a lighthouse. The Lord is coming for you, the time is right now. It's time to repent for sins, change your life around. He's right there by your side when you break down, break down. He gives life, King Jesus. Can't fathom or express the things he did for me. Picked up the Holy Bible, now I straight up believe. In search of my Father and the King of Kings. I done went through the storm and I came out clean. Can't fathom or express the things he did for me. Picked up the Holy Bible, now I straight up believe. In search of my Father and the King of Kings. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jesus, you're the only one I adore, yeah. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jesus, you're the only one I adore, yeah. He gives life, King Jesus. Bread of life, King Jesus. All my day, King Jesus. Change my way, King Jesus. He gives life, King Jesus. Bread of life, King Jesus. He did for me. Picked up the Holy Bible, now I straight up believe. Yeah, search for my Father in the King of Kings.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there. Hey everybody, it's Glory Shalom from Miami, Florida, and you are listening to Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
Hey, this your boy Queezman from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you're listening to Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked. Hey.
Hey, y'all, man. We are back again, man. There was our guest, Corey Driscoll, with King Jesus 2. Now, before we get out of here, of course, Corey, we got to know how can people get a hold of you on social media in case that you are on Facebook, Instagram. What's your handles? How can people get a hold of you on social media?
Yeah, just type in Corey Driscoll, C-O-R-Y, Driscoll, like Driscoll strawberries, if you ever had them, D as in dog, R-I-S-C-O-L-L. That's my Facebook.
All right, bro.
So, yeah.
Do you have an Instagram or anything?
I do have an Instagram. It's on the Facebook. It's Corey Driscoll 28.
Gotcha. So you guys definitely make sure that you tap in with him, follow him, support him. And if there are any lawyers that is listening tonight or that will listen later on and he needs your help, you make sure that you reach out to him and offer him your services and see how you can be a service to him to make sure that justice is served. Taisa, what do you have you enjoyed tonight?
Thank you, brother.
Yes, and really, I love it. It's amazing. The testimony was amazing as well. It's really touching, and I'm sure it might have touched a lot of people tonight. So I want to thank you for that, Ms. Corey, for just, like, giving us, you know, like, what you experienced as well, just telling us everything about yourself and what you've been through and where you came from and where you are now. So that was really touching to me. So I appreciate you. I really do. And for you coming on here, you know, and just being you.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Anytime.
Yeah.
And for those who, you know, who don't believe it until they read it, and you want to look at the, you know, you want the link for yourself so you can read the story so you can see how and why he went viral. You want to see the police shoot him and how it all went down. Inbox me. I will send you the news link, okay? So it's not a make-up story. He's on here telling his true testimony. It's not nothing we made up. It's not nothing that he read in the book. This actually happened to him on Mother's Day 2020. Like he said, right before George Floyd got shot. So, you know, he's not making it up. But in case you needed to read it for yourself, who was that? Dalton Thomas? Thomas from the Bible? You need to read it for yourself? Hit me up. Inbox me. I will send you the news link so you can read it for yourself. But, Corey, man, we are praying for you. We're glad that you are, you know, healed and you know, now on the better side of things. Of course, we all get spiritual attack by the enemy, by his demons, by his henchmen, but God has a greater purpose for us, and we will not fold under that attack because God is greater in us than he that is in the world. So we thank
Amen.
God for tonight, bro. Did you have any last remarks that you wanted to share?
I just want to tell the world or anybody that's listening, the biggest thing that I could give a person, you know, especially a person that do believe in God, is don't lose your faith. Keep that faith. You know what I'm saying? It might not be nobody you can run to, hide to. You know, the hospital ain't going to understand you. The doctors ain't going to understand you, but God understands you, you know. And I just want to get that out there because at the end of the day, he got control over everything, your life and everybody's life on this green earth. You know what I'm saying? So keep your faith. Don't never stop. Don't ever stop talking to him. Keep praying to him. He wants us to talk to him. You know, he wants that from us. You know, just like how I'm talking to y'all, he wants the same from us as on a personal level. You know, like Brother Reborn was saying at the concert, he was like, you know, shout out to Reborn, man. He's doing his thing. But, you know, he said it's what you're doing in private. It's what you're doing in private with God, you know. And, you know, I have a personal relationship with God, and everybody should have a personal relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? And he wants us to come to him and talk to him about our problems, what we're going through. He wants us to pray to him so he can bless us. You know, closed mouths, as they say, closed mouths don't get fed. You know what I mean? So
you're right about that. You are right about that. So, you guys, before we get out of here, we've already heard how we can get a hold of Corey on Instagram at Corey Driscoll with 2L28. You can get a hold of Tavisa Wavy on Instagram at Tavisa Wavy, all one word. You can get a hold of me on Instagram as well at KS Radio Show. And we just want to say thank you all for listening tonight. Now, Corey, we're going to go ahead and get out of here because, you know, we got to get up and go to work in the morning. We got to get up and have our business in the morning. We got to get up and take care of our kids in the morning. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I know it's late. I appreciate all of you guys for listening tonight. Tavisa Wavy is going to present us with the last song of the night, and I'm really excited to hear what she's going to pick. But for those who are listening, if you guys want to, you know, support us, definitely check out the link to our sponsors and partnerships. And if you want to sponsor the show or, you know, become a financial advisor or whatever, and support us in any way financially, you can send your donations to Cash App, the dollar sign, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And if you can't get a hold of me on Cash App, you can get a hold of Tavy on Cash App at the dollar sign, capital O, capital L, capital J, ORDAN. So definitely hit her up if you can't get a hold of me. And all proceeds will go toward the radio show to make it what it is. And we thank God for all of our sponsorships, all of our partners, from ShalomStreet.com to Roslyn Smith Counseling to Overcome Apparel to All Things Essential Oils and More, LLC, HustleRayE.com. The list goes on and on and on. So definitely do us a favor and check out their website. Just click the links in the description, and it will take you directly to their website. Browse around, see what they got. Support those that support us. And thank you guys again for listening tonight. Amen. Tavy, you can go ahead and sing this last song so we can get out of here.
Amen. Well, we're going to close out with an exclusive single from Brother Message Music with Good Vibes, because we had nothing but good vibes tonight. And y'all have a blessed night. And stay safe.
Amen and amen again. Message Music, Good Vibes, man. Let's get it. Let's go. We'll see you guys next week on June 28th. Here is Message Music with Good Vibes. Keep it locked.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Everything I pray for, yeah. I'm so thankful,
we
yeah.
We came to party, have a good time.